Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. And always streaming live nationally on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. We got a little bit to talk about. NFL preseason football is here. Got a couple of games kicking off starting at 7 o'clock. We'll keep you abreast to all of the preseason action as we roll throughout the show. ESPN NFL insider for the Commanders, John Keim, going to join the program coming up at about 8:15. We'll get his thoughts on where things currently stand with the Washington Commanders. What do they look like in the joint practice yesterday up in Foxborough against the Patriots? We'll also get his thoughts on where things stand with Terry McLaurin. Now, was listening to Grant Paulson and Toki Altizer. That's the alter ego of our pal, Toby Altizer. And the boys were fired up. And guess what? The boys got me fired up. We're in the chat. We're on YouTube at 106.7 The Fan. You can catch us on the X app as well. I'm reading the chat right now. Someone just said, I'm going to read it as best as I can. What does this name say? Lacrosivit? What is that, Bennett? Do you see what I'm reading? It says Lacrovius Acrophysist. That's a terrible account name, by the way. And I know _BTP, people will give me crap about it all the time. That is a horrible name. But it says, at Toby Altizer, if you've never heard the Chad Dukes rant, you must find it. Your colleagues will know of it. Toki needs this coaching. Look for the Chad Dukes Redskins rant after the Monday Night Massacre. One of the best moments of my young life was hearing that rant the day after we got our ass whipped on my birthday, I might add. That was a November 14th contest. It was your boy's birthday. I was like 13 years old at the time, 12 years old at the time. And the host that the YouTuber in the chat mentioned went off. And for good reason. I don't know if I'm going to go off tonight about anything. But there are a couple of things that I don't want to say it has me hot under the collar. But it's got me a little fired up. We're going to let you hear from ESPN NFL insider Jeremy Fowler. He was on Get Up this morning. He also did a local fan podcast with our guy, Rambling Rio, who you can check out his YouTube, does a tremendous job. One of the best fan podcasters out there, if there's such a thing, right? We'll get to that coming up in a second, but like there are just a couple of things on this Terry McLaurin front that is like frustrating me. And I don't know if I'm frustrated with the fans. I don't know if I'm frustrated with my colleagues. I don't know if I'm frustrated with my damn self. I'm just frustrated. And here is why. We can have this Terry McLaurin conversation about how much money he should be paid and whether or not the team is tripping or is he being greedy. We can do that without nitpicking Terry McLaurin's game. We got to stop trying to nitpick Terry's game when talking about why he isn't getting a deal from the Washington Commanders. Because let's be real here, right? We've used terms like overrated, and he's not Justin Jefferson, and he's not Jamar Chase. Of course he's not Justin Jefferson or not Jamar Chase. But in terms of his impact to this offense, oh, he might as well be Justin Jefferson. Oh, he might as well be Jamar Chase. Because guess what? Deebo Samuel, Austin Eckler, Jalen Lane, you're underneath run after the catch merchants. They cannot be the best version of themselves if Terry McLaurin's not on the field. Point blank. This offense cannot be the best version of itself unless Terry McLaurin's on the field. So I don't want to hear people nitpicking about separation analytics and things of that nature. Luke McCaffrey had one of the best separation scores in the National Football League last year, and he stinks. Just be real about it, right? Luke McCaffrey had one of the best separation scores in the NFL last year, and he couldn't get on the field over Jamison Crowder in his second act here in D.C. at 35 years old. So when we're going to talk about analytics and talk about stats and things of that nature, make sure you provide the context. The bottom line is this. There is nobody in this Commanders receiving room that draws attention from opposing defenses the way that Terry McLaurin does. It does not exist. Point blank. So, like, I've gotten to a point where, yes, I get everyone's got to talk about it. You all want to tweet about it. You call about it every day. I get it. But, like, at some point, we got to look ourselves in the mirror, right? As people first. I'm not a flawless radio host. I'm not a flawless sports media personality. I don't think any of my colleagues would say that. Terry McLaurin's not a flawless wide receiver. To me, it is totally unfair and disrespectful, quite frankly, to his game to try and nitpick him when we're talking about how much money he's asking for. The wide receiver market is what the wide receiver market is. I've gotten on here several nights and told you all the same thing. I talked to folks around the National Football League. I have some executives, some former executives that I have the luxury of texting, right? Here's the thing about the wide receiver market. It's not just a Washington thing. Look at what the Seattle Seahawks did. Why is DK Metcalf a member of the Seahawks? Or excuse me, a member of the Steelers? Why is DK a Steeler? Because Seattle said, you know what? We're not comfortable. John Schneider, a throwback old school general manager, I might add, said that, nah, we're not comfortable paying a wide receiver $30-plus million annually. 34 or 33 is the number for DK. We just weren't comfortable doing that. There, guess what? You can call it collusion. You can say whatever the hell you want. There are several executives, owners, GMs across the National Football League that feel the exact same way. There are. And just reading the room, so to speak, I think Washington in their front office feels the exact same way. This is an analytics-based organization. This is an analytics-driven organization. Most of their major decisions, whether it's going forward on fourth down, right? Whether it's paying a 30-plus-year-old wide receiver, what defensive end should I go after? A lot of their decisions are based off of analytics. But what they do, because they're smart, highly paid professionals, and what we don't do, because we just like to hear ourselves talk, and I'm talking about myself. I love hearing myself talk. We don't add context enough when it comes to this stuff. And I get it. We all want Terry here. We all want Terry McLaurin to don the burgundy and gold in 2025. And we all also know this. They cannot be the best version of themselves without Terry McLaurin. They will not replicate last year's success without Terry McLaurin. We all understand that. You can have your disagreements about, you know, whether or not he's worth $30 million annually. You can point to games last year, you know, where, you know, statistically it wasn't the best for him. But the bottom line is this, man. It's not about what he's worth relative to the other receivers in the NFL. It's about what he's worth here. And here in D.C., playing for the Commanders, you bet your ass he's worth $30-plus million. Whether it's 30 flat, whether it's 31, guess what? You know why he's worth that? Because that's what he's asking for. And guess what? If you don't have him, then what? If you're Adam Peters' company, excuse my analogy, you really want to get caught with your pants down in week one against the Giants because you decided to play tough Tony about Terry McLaurin over a few million dollars? We got to get smarter here. And like I said, I've said this several different times. I'm honestly tired of talking of it. I am. You don't have to disrespect Terry. You also don't have to disrespect the front office when having this conversation. This is the business of the National Football League. And what we're about to find out, sooner rather than later, when's the opener? When's the regular season opener for the Commanders? September 10th? If I'm not mistaken, I'm clicking on ESPN right now. Bear with me. The season opener for the Washington Commanders is Sunday, September 7th. Excuse me. We're going to find out before September 7th just how real the business of the National Football League is. Because if you think this thing is anywhere close to being resolved, I got another thing coming, and so do you. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I'm going to let you hear from Jeremy Fowler on Get Up this morning on ESPN. We'll also let you hear from Jeremy Fowler on Rambling Rio's podcast, a Commander fan podcast that Jeremy Fowler joined about an hour ago. I'm going to let you hear that audio because I'm telling you, there's this notion out there that I've heard several prominent people say. I've heard several prominent reporters, several prominent hosts say something that they may be right on, honestly. But in this current moment, I totally disagree with. I'll tell you that next here on The Fan. We're just getting rolling here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in. The youngest in Charles and O. Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock. I guess it's because I worked out before the show. I'm fired up. Fired up, hot under the collar, passionate, of course. But I'm honestly just, first of all, let's just start it off with this. When it comes to the Terry McLaurin stuff, this should have been resolved months ago. I blame both parties for that as well. And the one thing that I continue to say about this situation is I feel like us as media members, fans, however you want to describe yourself, we're at a point where I don't think you need to be disrespectful to Terry McLaurin's game and Terry McLaurin's ability to say whether or not you feel he deserves the deal or not. And vice versa when it comes to this front office. I've seen people say, oh, Adam Peters stinks. I'm now seeing people, you know, get online and get on social media and question the draft track record of one Adam Peters. This is a business, y'all. And look, straight up, the quicker that we realize as fans and media folk that this is a business and it's just that, the better dialogue and the better conversation that we can have about this contract. NFL preseason football. Get ready to get kicked off on the NFL Network. We'll keep you abreast of all the information that we get out of these games, if there are any injuries, things of that nature. The one thing that I am looking at tonight that is non-Commanders related, there's a pretty hot and heavy quarterback battle going on in Indianapolis between Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones. Anthony Richardson going to get the start tonight for the Colts against the Baltimore Ravens. I believe he'll play a quarter and a half. And then next week, we'll see Daniel Jones play the same amount. And then we'll see what happens when it comes to that quarterback battle in Indianapolis with the Colts. But right now, though, I want to let you all hear from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. He joined, and I want to make sure I'm crediting everyone the right way on this. Our guy, Rio Robinson, you can follow him on the X app at Rio_Robinson91. He does a fan podcast. I believe it's called Rambling with Rio. Does a pretty good job, but he was able to land Jeremy Fowler of ESPN as a guest. Here is what Jeremy Fowler said about an hour ago regarding Terry McLaurin and his relationship with the Washington Commanders front office.
The trade requests are becoming more part of the negotiation than an actual request in a general sense, because you see a lot of these players making them and they don't get traded. They're sort of either stuck where they are or they work out a new deal with their team. You know, in this case, I do think the relationship has been fractured some. And I was told all along that Terry was willing to do whatever it takes to make this right in his mind, which is now requesting that trade. I guess that's, you could call that the nuclear option. And he took it. And, you know, I was being told that he would continue to do that until all pressure is applied. So it does appear that he's done all that there and done all he can. You know, the only next step would be to just totally withhold services on game checks. And that's a big step. You know, maybe Washington would put him on some sort of reserve list and let him collect his paychecks while he sits. But that's a whole different conversation.
That is ESPN NFL insider Jeremy Fowler on the Rambling with Rio podcast. And shout out to our guy Rio Robinson. Give him a follow on X at Rio_Robinson91. I think he does a good job. To get Jeremy Fowler on, one is impressive. Hard guy to keep up with. But, dude, I don't want to overreact to this, but tell me if you're picking up what I'm putting down at 1-800-636-1067. And our guy DZ says, shout out to Rio. Shout out to Rio, for sure, because what Rio got on his podcast this afternoon, this is the first time anyone's reporting that there is a potential rift in the relationship All we've heard is that, yeah, it's just business. It's just business. What Jeremy Fowler went on Rio's podcast and said is that, yeah, he does think the relationship is fractured to a degree. And I know what some people in the chat said. Some people tweeted at me and said this as well. You can tweet at me all show long. It is at NELL_BTP. People keep saying, and someone, Coach Breeze just tweeted at me and says, fractures heal. I feel you, Coach. But my thing is this. I think we're underestimating just how important this is to Terry McLaurin and just the lengths that he's willing to go. But I want to take your calls on this at 1-800-636-1067. Are you at all concerned that the Commanders' relationship with Terry McLaurin is fractured beyond repair? 1-800-636-1067. Austin, Devon, Chris, Jeremy. We'll get to you on the other side of the break. And we'll let you hear from Jeremy Fowler once more. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN went on the Rambling Rio podcast and said, yeah, the relationship between Washington and McLaurin is somewhat fractured. Are you buying that the relationship between the Commanders and Terry is at the point of no return? Your calls on that next. Just getting rolling here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham taking up the 10 o'clock. You can tweet at me all show long. It is at NELL_BTP. So, there's just so much to discuss on the Terry McLaurin front. And I promise I won't spend the whole show on this because I refuse to do it again. But we've got some new information here when it comes to where things stand between Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders. Now, when he requested that trade last week, I told you I expected it to happen. It was business. There is big business going on in the National Football League. And when it comes to players being disgruntled, when it comes to players wanting contract extensions and things of that nature, you really get to see just how businessy, the business of the NFL can actually get. And I think that is where we're at right now with Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders. So I want to let you hear from Jeremy Fowler. He joined the Rambling Rio Robinson podcast. You can give Rio a follow on the X app, but I want to make sure we continue to credit him because this is an awesome pull by him. And I'll retweet the full interview out. Follow him on Twitter at Rio_Robinson91. One of the better Commander fan podcasts out there. I think he does a tremendous job. Take a listen to what Jeremy Fowler had to say about where the relationship is right now between Terry and the Commanders.
The trade requests are becoming more part of the negotiation than an actual request in a general sense, because you see a lot of these players making them and they don't get traded. They're sort of either stuck where they are or they work out a new deal with their team. You know, in this case, I do think the relationship has been fractured some. And I was told all along that Terry was willing to do whatever it takes to make this right in his mind, which is now requesting that trade. I guess that's, you could call that the nuclear option.
Can we pause this right there? Because we'll pick it right back up. Because I want to just jump back to the very beginning. There's one thing that Fowler just said. Did you jump it back to the beginning, Bennett? Or can you go back about 10 seconds? One thing that Fowler said that, like, is very important to me, and, like, we've got to take on the role of investigative journalists when it comes to this stuff, because there's not a lot of concrete information being thrown out there, and you got to infer on a lot of this stuff. Jeremy Fowler, and I'm going to let him repeat it, but what he said, to my knowledge and how I interpreted this, was that Terry was willing to go to any length to make this right. Meaning, Terry don't give a damn. If Terry don't get paid, Terry's not playing. Let's run it back from the top, Bennett.
The trade requests are becoming more part of the negotiation than an actual request in a general sense, because you see a lot of these players making them and they don't get traded. They're sort of either stuck where they are or they work out a new deal with their team. You know, in this case, I do think the relationship has been fractured some.
Relationship fractured.
And I was told all along that Terry was willing to do whatever it takes to make this right in his mind, which
Terry's willing to do whatever it takes to make this right in his mind. Let's think about the measures that he has gone to this point. And mind you, there has been no movement on this front. The two sides are still way, way apart. And what Jeremy Fowler just told you is that he was told, and I'm guessing this is coming from Terry's camp, that he's going to do whatever he can to make this situation right. What does making it right mean? It means him getting the money that he's looking for. So let's just look at the timeline here of things that Terry McLaurin has done. Terry left the OTAs and went home. Terry then did not show up to mandatory minicamp and was subject to fines. Terry then missed damn near the first week of training camp, and then he went on to request a trade. What's the next step for Terry McLaurin here? To me, it's not playing. I keep hearing my colleagues say this, other fans say this. I disagree with all of you. I love you all because we're BFFs and all of this, right? It's just sports media. Let's not take ourselves too serious. None of us really know what's going on. But I strongly disagree with this notion that Terry McLaurin has to play. And if you joined me the other night on Overtime when the trade request was officially made, I laid this out then very concretely. He doesn't have to play. He doesn't. Like we got to stop saying that. Because he is on the physically unable to perform list, he is protected by that list. To where if he's on the physically unable to perform list once the season starts, he must miss the first four games of the season. We know that. But my thought is that this gets messy way before then. Because guess what? I think we all know that the injury that Terry McLaurin has, the injury is like, it's BS, right? I think we all agree with that. But when it comes time to get on the practice field, Washington's got a decision to make. They've got to decide, well, do we keep him on PUP and eat up a roster spot? Or do we take him off, try to get him to pass the physical, and then just allow him to sit in? If I'm Terry McLaurin, brother, my ankle is hurt, and my ankle ain't getting better until I receive the contract. So here's the thing. Both sides are protected on this, the team and McLaurin. Because if Terry McLaurin refuses to come off of the PUP list, and he's actually healthy, the team can then file a grievance to the National Football League that they feel like a player is faking an injury. Terry McLaurin's also protected because if he's hurt and he feels like the team is trying to force him off of PUP and he's not ready to come off of PUP, guess what Terry can then do? Terry can then file a grievance to the National Football League Players Association, and this thing could get messy. Can I shoot my shot here? That's what I think is going to happen. I think that this situation is going to get messy because I believe Terry is dug in. I also believe the Commanders are dug in. We're going to re-rack the audio real quick here, Bennett. This is Jeremy Fowler joining the Rambling with Rio Robinson podcast about an hour ago, and he had this to say about where the relationship stands between Washington and Terry McLaurin.
The trade requests are becoming more part of the negotiation than an actual request in a general sense, because you see a lot of these players making them and they don't get traded. They're sort of either stuck where they are or they work out a new deal with their team. You know, in this case, I do think the relationship has been fractured some. And I was told all along that Terry was willing to do whatever it takes to make this right in his mind, which is now requesting that trade. I guess that's, you could call that the nuclear option. And he took it. And, you know, I was being told that he would continue to do that until all pressure is applied. So it does appear that he's done all that there and done all he can. You know, the only next step would be to just totally withhold services on game checks. And that's a big step. You know, maybe Washington would put him on some sort of reserve list and let him collect his paychecks while he sits, but that's a whole different conversation.
That's if the relationship is good. If the relationship is good, there could be a situation where they put him on a reserve list and he's able to collect those game checks. You think the Commanders are going for that? You really think Adam Peters and company are going to go for that? That's my whole thing. This thing is, first of all, I think it's already messy, and the reason it hasn't come out as messy is because we got a new front office here in town. They do business the right way. they're not running their mouth to everybody, but you bet your ass. And Jeremy Fowler is telling you as such, meaning he's heard it from either Terry's camp or the Commander's camp. The relationship at this point, yes, it's a little bit fractured. But I know what you all keep saying, oh, money heals all relationships. Money fixes everything. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. We may be at a point where we're at the point of no return when it comes to this relationship. That's what I want to ask you at 1-800-636-1067. Is the relationship between Terry and the Commanders past the point of no return? I'll be honest, right? And before we take the calls, I'll give my official concrete thought here. Mind you, I could be wrong. Terry could sign tomorrow, and it'll be water under the bridge, and I'll wear that on the chin. I think Terry McLaurin has played his final game as a member of the Washington Commanders. I think that the Commanders are going to be forced to trade Terry McLaurin. Because if I believe Jeremy Fowler, when Jeremy Fowler says the relationship is soured, I think the relationship has soured. And because he is on PUP, it sets up for a very combative finish to this thing. Because Jeremy Fowler said it, you heard him. He's willing to go to whatever length possible to make this right. And when he's saying make this right, he's not talking about kissing and making up with the Commanders. He wants his money. Do you think we're at the point of no return when it comes to this Terry McLaurin contract? Devon is in D.C., wants to chime in. What's going on?
I believe it's not fractured. It'll all be great, but this is my point. I think the ownership is wrong here. The Commanders need to just pay Terry. There are players in every sport that don't live up to contracts, and teams take it on the chin and say, oh, well, you swing and you miss sometimes. Pay the man, if it's $24 million and another $3 million is ceremonial money for him being a good guy, then pay him that. You want Terry to retire like Fitzgerald in Arizona. You want him to go in the Ring of Honor. You want to see his family and the kids. You don't want the fan base sitting here having anxiety if Terry's going to show up. You want me thinking about buying tickets to the games and buying jerseys and memorabilia. This is a bad move for ownership. Thank you, guys. Appreciate the call.
I think it's
a
bad move for all parties involved. I think they're both equally at fault, but I'm not going to bash either of the two either because I get it from both Terry's perspective and the team's perspective. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN reporting said, whatever words you want to use, he got on the podcast earlier today and said, yeah, that relationship he thinks is fractured a bit. Is the relationship fractured past the point of no return? Do you think Terry McLaurin has played his final game as a member of the Washington Commanders? Your call's on that next. I see you all are listening. You found the old Twitter app. It's at, or the old handle on Twitter. It's at NELL_BTP. This is from WasFootball44, who's got a picture of John Riggins with the Jets as his profile picture. Tweets at me and says, out here on live radio saying that the team will ultimately be forced to trade Terry. Terry has no control or leverage. Terry dapping up Josh Harris last week. The team doesn't have to do a thing. Literally zero. Okay. It's your opinion, right? So this is about, this is an opinion-based medium. I have laid it out pretty astutely as to why I think that is where this is headed. But ultimately, someone's going to be right, someone's going to be wrong. I could care less about being wrong. I'm just telling you how I'm gauging and reading the situation, and let's address this while we're at it, right? Means absolutely nothing that Terry McLaurin dapped up Josh Harris after practice the other day. Are you kidding? You think that means anything? These are people first at the end of the day. Terry is upset with the team on a business front. So if he wants to dap up Adam Peters or dap up Josh Harris, that doesn't mean anything in terms of where the deal is going. Sorry to break that to you. If you're just now joining us, I want to re-rack the audio here once more because I think it is the first time throughout this process that we're getting any reporting that the relationship is fractured between the team. Here is Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. He joined the Rambling Rio Robinson podcast, which you can check out on YouTube and download wherever you get your podcasts. Follow Rio on the X app at Rio_Robinson91. Jeremy Fowler said this about where the relationship stands between McLaurin and the Commanders.
The trade requests are becoming more part of the negotiation than an actual request in a general sense, because you see a lot of these players making them and they don't get traded. They're sort of either stuck where they are or they work out a new deal with their team. You know, in this case, I do think the relationship has been fractured some. And I was told all along that Terry was willing to do whatever it takes to make this right in his mind, which is now requesting that trade. I guess that's, you could call that the nuclear option. And he took it. And, you know, I was being told that he would continue to do that until all pressure is applied. So it does appear that he's done all that there and done all he can. You know, the only next step would be to just totally withhold services on game checks. And that's a big step. You know, maybe Washington would put him on some sort of reserve list and let him collect his paychecks while he sits. But that's a whole different conversation. The trade work.
It's Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. First time we're hearing any reporting of the relationship being fractured between Terry and the Washington Commanders. So I'll ask you this at 1-800-636-1067. One, do you think the relationship is fractured past the point of no return? And then two, do you think Terry McLaurin has played his final game as a member of the Washington Commanders? I believe Terry McLaurin has played his final game as a member of the Commanders. I either see him sitting out and playing the petty game and filing grievances against the team because he's on PUP. That is what muddies this entire situation. They put him on PUP. Right? Micah Parsons in Dallas right now isn't practicing. Trayvon Diggs right now in Dallas isn't practicing. Are those two on PUP? No. That's the difference in this situation, in this hold-in, relative to the other hold-ins. They put them on PUP. That provides protection. That provides protection for both sides. Because if the team... You got to cut the roster down to 53 at some point, right? We all know cut down day. I gotta like make sure to know exactly what list he would go on. But let's just say that the team was like, okay, Terry, we'll put you on PUP to protect you. So you did not have to answer to questions about why you're not practicing or why you're holding in. And it continues to give you good optics and paint you in a good light. Because we all know that Terry's not hurt. Terry was out there practicing all damn offseason. He ain't hurt. If Terry wants to dig in on the fact that his ankle's hurt and that he's on PUP, that he's got to pass a physical to get off of the PUP list. If he refuses to pass the physical, what I would predict to happen is that the team would file a grievance against Terry McLaurin. And vice versa. If the team tries to force him off of the PUP list and says that, hey, he's actually not hurt, Terry can file a grievance to the NFLPA and to the NFL against the team. Is that a messy-ass scenario? Yes. Oh, my gosh. Anthony Richardson got hurt on the first damn series of the game, and now Daniel Jones is in. This is insanity, what's going on in Indy. Shane Steichen and Chris Ballard are gone after this year. But... I think this thing could get messy. There have been no signs of this thing getting messy until today when Jeremy Fowler just said, you all heard the audio, that the relationship, yes, is somewhat fractured at this point. And I want to use his exact wording. The relationship is somewhat fractured at this point. For sure. Like, that's what I feel about the situation. But let's take your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Austin is in Fairfax. What's up, Austin?
Hey, what's up, Linnell?
How you doing, brother?
I think at this point, I'm hitting the panic button. But at the same time, I think that there's two things that you need to think about. Do you want to win a Super Bowl, or do you want your contract? I mean, like, that's what I'm really thinking about right now. I mean, like, you're putting all of our team is thinking about this right now. It's putting all of our team thinking about just this one situation surrounded by Terry McLaurin instead of the team focusing on what it needs to be focused on. So I'm actually, like, starting to get kind of mad at the fact that Terry's kind of being selfish about this whole situation and not taking it upon himself to say, all right, I might take a little bit less money, but I'm going to win Super Bowls here with Jaden Daniels. I mean, who's going to take him and pay him what he's asking for in any other situation and have the opportunity that he's going to have to go deep into the playoffs and potentially win a Super Bowl.
Look, I totally agree with you. I think they know that they need him to win a Super Bowl. He knows that they need him to win a Super Bowl. But I think we're past that point. There have been some real difficult negotiations that have gone on here. And Terry's camp have said things to the team that the team didn't like. And the team has said things to Terry's camp that Terry don't like. That's the art of negotiating. Maybe they've said one too many things, and now that relationship, as Jeremy Fowler is alluding to, is fractured. I appreciate the call as always, Austin. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Anthony in D.C. who wants to chime in. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I got your email, by the way, too, brother.
Oh, you did? I was getting ready to ask you about that.
I did.
All right.
So now I have no more excuses.
Exactly. I'm leading the horse to water.
For sure. But what, Anthony, you're a smart, astute caller. You call every show that I'm on, and I appreciate you. Do you pick up what I'm putting down here? Like, are you understanding how I'm framing this? I think my prediction for it is that it gets messy, and it gets as messy as it could possibly get. So Terry being on the pup list is what muddies this entire situation. Look at the situation in Dallas. Micah ain't practicing. He ain't even talking to the owner. He's calling him out to the media. Is Micah on pup with a fake ankle injury? No.
So let me ask you a question. In your opinion, whose situation is more contentious, Myles Garrett or Terry McLaurin?
Oh, clearly Terry McLaurin, because Myles Garrett, they were able to reach a deal.
Really? But that's my whole point.
They're they're so far apart in these negotiations is what I think everyone is, like, missing. If they were close, Terry wouldn't be holding out. What benefit does he get from not practicing?
So you call $6-7 million
When you're talking about over the course of 3 years, that's $21 million, Anthony. Hell yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, but when you meet in the middle,
the thing is, there ain't no meeting. If they were going to meet in the middle, I think they would have met there already. Point blank. The exact terms of the deals have not been, divulged, but what we continue to hear is that they're far apart. And we've got some numbers from Jeremy Fowler that will play for you on the other side of the break. Anthony, I appreciate it. We've got so many guys to get to. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Do you think the relationship between Washington and Terry McLaurin is past the point of no return? Your call's on that next here on The Fan. Plus, we'll let you hear from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. He was on Get Up this morning and gave a little bit more detail and insight as to where things stand contractually between the two sides and how far apart they actually are. Your call's next here on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Texting back and forth right now with a current NFL front office executive, because I'm trying to get to the nitty-gritty of what it is and what it ain't with this. My knowledge of the CBA as a stupid radio host clearly is not what it should be. But what I continue to get to is this, and you all, this is where I get frustrated with you all. You all look at everything through these burgundy and gold-colored lenses. I'm a fan too, bro. I'm a fan just as much as you guys are, but I'm also willing to be a critical thinker. To act as if there's this some easy solution to this, like, that's you all looking at it from a fan's perspective. This thing may, and in my opinion, will get messy. And I think we may already be at that point. 1-800-636-1067. Do you think the relationship is fractured to the point of no return? 1-800-636-1067. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, for the first time in this entire saga, we've got reporting, and this is the quote. I won't play the whole audio clip for you, but here is the quote. In this case, I do think the relationship has been fractured some. I think that's Jeremy not wanting to stick his neck all the way out there and putting it very mildly that, hey, look, the two sides aren't really, peachy with each other. Things aren't rosy right now. And I think we know that based off of the simple fact, right, that Terry's holding out on pup, so on and so forth. That was our telltale sign of, hey, like, things are a little bit ugly. The way he spoke at the Eastern's Automotive Group shoot tells you kind of where it is. But this is where we all need to get a firm and clear, concrete understanding of the collective bargaining agreement in the National Football League. And this is the text message. I'm texting with a current NFL front office executive. And I want to scroll down here to this because I've sent so many damn texts out since the show was started. Because, like, I get worked up about it because you all, I'm trying to make everyone smarter here, and I'm trying to get smarter my damn self. So the question that I asked was this. Because Terry is on PUP, can he sit out all year free of consequence? That's what I think we need to shift this conversation towards. We keep bypassing the fact that he's on PUP. He's on PUP. That is what is different about this situation and every other holdout that we've seen. He's on PUP. So my question was, because Terry is on PUP, can he sit out all year free of consequence? And the response from a current NFL front office executive was this. Well, the team would have to decide at their cutdown day to 53 whether or not to put him on a reserve list or to activate him. They would then have 12 weeks if they put him on PUP to start the season. He'd have to miss at least the first four games. We know that, right? And then they would have 12 weeks to open up a window for him to practice. Y'all remember the Chase Young saga? Right? Remember the Chase Young saga from years back when we were wondering, like, well, damn, when is Chase Young going to hit the field? When is Chase Young going to hit the field? Whenever a player starts on PUP, there is a window once he is activated from PUP, a 21-day window in which he's got to play. We're in that situation. We're going to get to that situation, in my opinion, when it comes to McLaurin. They would then have 12 weeks to open up a window for him to then begin practicing. He then says, but I'm not sure what would happen if he was refusing to play and withholding his services if he's actually healthy. Well, we know what would happen if he's withholding his services while being on PUP because he's not actually hurt. The team, this is how I think it would go. This is how I think it probably will go. The team is protected. They would be able to file a grievance to the National Football League. Terry has those same protections. He'd be able to file a grievance to the NFLPA. He would be paid his current salary, and the only thing he would miss out on are the roster bonuses per game if he had those. Now, Terry McLaurin does have per game roster bonuses, and they're actually pretty high. Terry McLaurin has a $850,000 per game roster bonus, meaning he would forego a considerable amount of money, but his base salary for the year his roster bonus for the year, that $2.8 million bonus, was fully guaranteed on the fifth day of the league year. So he's already received that money. My thing and what I'm trying to figure out here is that base salary that he has for this year, which is $15.1 million, is that fully guaranteed through injury? Because think about what happened when the Commanders traded for Deebo Samuel. What was the first thing they did? They guaranteed a salary for the year through injury. Is Terry already in that situation? This is the difference between me and others. I'm going to tell you I don't know. But this is all a part of the conversation and what I'm trying to get at here. Excuse me. That number, that base salary for this year, not 15.1, it's $15.5 million. So this is where it gets messy. And I want to read the last text from the NFL executive that I'm going back and forth with. He says he would be paid out his current salary, and the only thing he would miss out on are his roster bonus per game for the season if he had those. If he passes the physical that the club administers and refuses to play, then it's like any other hold-in, and it could be problematic. The thing is this, Terry doesn't have to pass the physical. I'm sure there's a way you can get around passing the physical, quote-unquote, because his protection right now is the fact that he's on PUP. He cannot suffer any financial consequences if he begins the season on PUP. Straight up, Like, that's just the rules here. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Coach Turner out in Hollywood. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Coach?
Hey, what's up, Linnell? First of all, I want to thank you for letting me come on, man. And also, I want to thank you for recognizing my son. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because, as you know, my son got hurt toward the end of the season. And he's on a contract year, and it's business right now. It's business.
For sure.
And he's either going to make a team or he's not going to make a team, but it's a business from the get-go. So I say this, that the relationship between the Commanders and Terry has been hurt, but it's not gone anywhere. They both are working business, you know. That the Commanders don't want to pay a whole lot because they know they got things going down the road, and Terry doesn't want to get underpaid, so he's going to play hardball, and he's looking at this tomorrow. He's looking at the game tomorrow. If the Commanders look like they can't go without him, it goes right there where Terry wants it to go. He's saying, you need me. All right. And the Commanders are hoping that we don't need you that much. We need you, but we don't need you that much when we got to pay you Medcap kind of money. So, it's business, Linnell. It's business. But I think they do have to sign him. Because
they're on track to make the damn to repeat and go back to the NFC Championship game. That's what this season should be about. And obviously he helps you get there. But you have to think that there are egos involved here as well, right? You don't think that Adam Peters and company have confidence in this coaching staff that they can scheme up an offense without Terry McLaurin? I'm sure that's how they feel. Do they want to get there? Probably not. But the thing that I keep harping on that I feel like we're all missing is this idea of him having to play. It's such a narrow-minded way to think. He doesn't, and I keep talking about him missing game checks. If he's on PUP, I believe he is protected from that. But that's what we're trying to figure out here. I want to read the text message one more time here, and let's actually do this. We can line back up on the phones. I do want to let you hear the Jeremy Fowler cut from Get Up this morning where he started to get into some of the contract numbers here. We'll do that on the other side of the break. 1-800-636-1067. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN for the first time reporting that the relationship between Washington and McLaurin is fractured a bit. Do you think it's fractured past the point of no return, or do you think this is just business? 1-800-636-1067. Your call's next. Looking at everybody you could possibly talk to about this. We're trying to get some clarity on this part of the negotiation that I think is maybe not being drummed up or talked about enough. So I do want to go back to this. So Terry McLaurin has already made $2.8 million this year. It's guaranteed to him on the fifth day of the league year. Terry McLaurin has a $850,000 per game roster bonus that he receives. So I'm plugging it into my calculator right now. 850,000 times 17. He would lose $14.4 million if he sat out the year. When I say lose that, he gets that every game that he is on, every game that he plays, I believe, right? So that is why most folks continue to believe, yes, Terry is going to crack. Terry will not hold in. I think, and this is me thinking, I don't even want to say it's thinking outside of the box. It's what you call investigative reporting because we're getting new information. What we heard today from Jeremy Fowler was the first time throughout this process that anyone has reported that the relationship is fractured. And I know what you all continue to say, well, if the relationship's fractured, we know what will fix it. What will fix it is him getting paid. Adam Peters and company have clearly set out and said that, hey, we're not paying him what he's looking for. I love the way Grant put it earlier, challenging both sides to meet in the middle. That's the logical way to think about this, but I think logic is out of the window here. I think we're at a point right now where emotions and feelings are involved in this very business-like negotiation. And if I am Terry McLaurin, I want my money and I'm not willing to pay unless I get my money. I totally get that. But do you really want to forfeit? Do you really want to forfeit? And I want to go back to the number here. Are you really willing to forfeit $14.4 million? My thing is, I wonder if Terry is looking at it from a point of like, well, I can get my game checks from somebody else. I feel like, and maybe this is the better way to put it, without knowing the details and actually getting across what I think will happen. I think Terry is to a point where getting paid matters more than whether or not he plays for the Commanders or not. And that's a tough pill to swallow for a lot of fans out there. And I know that would make the fan base turn on him. I get all of that. But you have to understand this from the player's perspective as well. There is a dollar amount. This is how value is talked about in the National Football League and is shown in appreciation for a guy. It's shown by how much you pay him. And to me, I feel like Terry is at a point where he feels like the team, despite the lip service that they continue to give, he feels like the team does not value him. That is the point that I feel like, that's where I feel like he's at right now. Where he feels like, yo, the team has been very loud in how they feel about me based on their contract offers, and the hell with the team at this point. See, solo radio people, I'm going to look at things from all sides. I don't care about your nasty, mean tweets saying that I'm saying things for clicks. Dude, chill. Chill. Right? Looking at this from all angles is a responsible thing to do. We keep looking at it. See, this is like, y'all want y'all cake and y'all want to eat it too. We keep looking at it from the team's perspective. Why? Because we want what the team wants, and that's for Terry to play no matter what. What you all need to realize and open your eyes up to is that, look, Terry's got his own set of motivations. Terry's got his own set of logic and reasoning that we don't know. So I know it's what you all don't want, but maybe Terry is A-OK forfeiting game checks to prove his point. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Can we play the Jeremy Fowler one more time here? If you're just now joining us, this is where all of this is coming from on my behalf. This afternoon, for the first time, we heard a credible national NFL reporter allude to the fact that the relationship between Washington and Terry, it's in a good spot. Here is Jeremy Fowler on the Rambling with Rio podcast talking about where the relationship stands between Terry and the club.
The trade requests are becoming more part of the negotiation than an actual request in a general sense, because you see a lot of these players making them and they don't get traded. They're sort of either stuck where they are or they work out a new deal with their team. You know, in this case, I do think the relationship has been fractured some. And I was told all along that Terry was willing to do whatever it takes.
Stop it right there. And actually, can you run that back to where he said it? That's Jeremy Fowler saying, yeah, the relationship is fractured. And what we played multiple times for you earlier is the fact that Terry's heels are dug in. Terry is willing to do whatever to prove his point. Let's continue to hear from Jeremy Fowler.
Fractured some. Ship has been fractured some, and I was told all along that Terry was willing to do whatever it takes to make this right in his mind, which is now requesting that trade. I guess that's, you could call that the nuclear option, and
that's key language here from Jeremy Fowler. Terry McLaurin, and I gotta believe this is coming from Terry McLaurin's camp. Terry McLaurin is willing to do whatever it takes to make this right. And when he says make this right, he's not talking about kissing the Commanders on the cheek and making up. He's talking about getting his damn money. He's already been willing to take his ball and go home. He's already been willing to get fined for missing mandatory minicamp. He missed the first 5 days of training camp. He also, right, is now holding in and not practicing. You don't think, and he's since requested a trade. The next step for Terry, as Jeremy Fowler alludes to here in this clip, is forfeiting game checks. Like that's what it is and what it ain't at this point. He is going to, in my opinion, this is how I think it plays out. I think he is going to try and force Adam Peters and company's hand by making this situation so sticky, so uncomfortable, to where they have to trade him. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Mike, who is out in some portion of Maryland. What's going on, Mike?
Linnell, you are a beautiful boy, man. I love you, boy. Hey, man, Terry McLaurin is looking at things like he's been in a faithful 5-year relationship, and he tried to put the ring on the finger, and then the wife or the husband tells him, I'm not necessarily sure if we should be going forward with this relationship. And he's done everything he's supposed to do. And he's confused right now because he's literally done nothing wrong as it relates to his end of the bargain. And he doesn't really know what to do. He's given everything, but then the wife or the husband, whatever side you're on, is like, you haven't really done what you're supposed to do. And he's confused. And it's really complicated because this guy has not done anything to discredit the organization or his production. And he's just confused, man. And I'll just sit back and listen to your comments.
Hey, I think it's a perfect analogy. I totally agree for the most part. To say that Terry is confused, though, no. You all want Terry to be confused. That's the thing that keeps killing me about this. Y'all don't believe that Terry is about that life to sit out and miss game checks. And I'm telling you, as Jeremy Fowler alluded to there on the clip, he's willing to do whatever it takes to make this right. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, ESPN Commanders Insider John Keim going to join the program. But before we get to that, more of your calls. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN reporting that the relationship between Washington and Terry McLaurin is somewhat fractured. Do you think it's fractured to the point of no return, or is this just the art of negotiation? 1-800-636-1067. Jeremy Fowler was also on Get Up this morning on ESPN and provided some contract details, some numbers to show us and tell us just how far apart Washington and McLaurin actually are. Your calls, plus more Jeremy Fowler next.